Hey, thanks for listening to Made In. This podcast is hosted by me, Jasmine, and my better half, Evie. And we are two Asian Canadian women in Toronto talking about current events, culture, and society moments. We hope that Made In is a safe living room space where you can feel like you're sitting on the couch with us and joining in on the conversation. Thanks for being here. Hi, Ev.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good. Despite, I guess, everything. Actually, I'm not good. Yeah. There's like an underlying of not being good.
We're not good. Let's be real. We're not good. It is not good.
Yeah.
We're just trying to be uplifting. Obviously, I think we all have to be to survive. But yeah, you know, we all know what went down. Roe v. Wade got overturned, which is, you know, the basically made abortion legalized nationwide in America. And I don't want to go on this whole, oh, Canada's like this tangent. There's also some things that are happening with Indigenous communities where women are faced sterilization and other people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, break it down for me, like when you heard about all this kind of stuff, like,
yeah, I love that we're just like getting right into it. There's no fluff talk today.
No, I can't. There's no way to cover the gravity of this. Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember, I listened to a lot of like daily news podcasts. So it obviously was popping out even when like that paper was leaked, when they were thinking about overturning it. So even when that came about, I was like, there's no way, because I'm not the most like experienced in law or anything, but like Roe versus Wade was like fundamental, and like it was always referenced in anything in terms of like abortion. So mm-hmm. It was just one of those like laws that I thought like would just be embedded. And yeah, I guess little by little, I guess like nothing in the US seems to surprise me anymore. Like we never thought Trump would get voted in, and then look where we are now. So yeah, I guess I can't be surprised, but I can't help my like natural optimist being like, no, there must be goodness in the world. Like there's no way. And then when I guess it finally came out, yeah, it actually definitely was like a shock. It was one of those things I think you immediately suppress it in a way. You don't allow yourself to fully feel until you kind of get to your breaking point. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure for you being in the news industry, like how do you kind of cope with like when you get, not only do you have to react for the public as like your profession, but then as like as a person, like when is your time for you to kind of like let it settle in? Or do you feel like you constantly have this like wall up because like you need to be consumed by it and have like an objective view, or like kind of have to share that story? Like what's the process for you like?
Yeah, no, it was really hard. And I was telling my partner, and it's in the news, like so many bad things happen. And you're right, like in America, the Supreme Court is overturning tons of things. Like even before, 3 days before, there was a thing that was overturned that basically law enforcement doesn't have to read you your Miranda rights. Like they don't have to. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's a new thing that happened. And there's also more things that are happening. And but that day obviously was something that was expected because they had leaked a memo saying that they were going to do it. But when it actually hit, like you see, you know, in the news, we have so much coverage, and there was literally a piece that I, like it was minute by minute in a Texas abortion clinic, and the faces of people.
Awful.
Yeah. And like just the photos that came out of it. And it's just like, it's so fucked. Like that it is going over like everyone's bodily autonomy. It's not, yeah, women, people of color, poor people, anyone who can birth and they can't access this. Like, and let's be real, there's so many cases in our celebrity or even politician life where maybe perhaps someone, you know, was pregnant and they didn't want them to be, and they'll be able to, rich people will be able to fly people out or figure out how to get an abortion. Yep. This is not about that. This is about literally, you know, just really, really harming Black people, Native American people, and people all around, basically. So like, people can't access travel, can't do that. And so I had to think about all those things. But obviously, you know, I'm not saying, oh, I'm so lucky to be here. You know, there is more access here. But like, mm-hmm. definitely hit me hard, because even though it's just personal, like, you know, being someone who could be a carrier, and so could, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it makes you feel so many ways, because what if I was just born in a different place, or my parents decided to go there, and you know, there's just so many other pressures around that. So it's so awful. And it was like honestly sobering. And it just all came down. And I'm not saying, because every day is pride. We are proud and always. Mm-hmm. But it came down during this weekend where it's supposed to be celebratory. And,
yeah.
You know, this is just indicative of what might happen to same-sex marriage or trans rights, which is already being cut down like crazy. So it's not that abortion, like the end to like abortion bans, impact everybody, every single person in the world. Like, doesn't matter if you're a cis man, unless you're rich enough, unless you fit the right, you know, settings so you can get it, it affects every single person because it just is a precedent for so many things could fall as well. Mm-hmm. So, it was honestly really depressing. It was so depressing. And
it still is depressing.
Yeah. It's like yesterday came to work and I was just joking because I was like, we deserve like a week off. Like, you know, it's just exhausting because mm-hmm. we're in this crazy rush to get it done. One thing I'll say, like just being in the media, I really appreciate like my Vice's, you know, it's not stance, but like the stance for human rights on it where, yeah, there was like pro-life people on CNN, like so many people and like mm-hmm. pro-life people giving opinions. And I'm like, this isn't a versus though. Let's be real because like who has the power? The power of the people that made this rule. Who's it going to impact? Poor people, marginalized people, people of color. You know, putting someone who's pro-life, who can afford all these kind of things next to a big, big population, millions of people that won't be able to access something they need because they can't afford to raise a child or they don't want a child. Like that's just, I hated those things. Like I hated why would we platform them?
Yeah, like are you going to take care of them?
Yeah, and why would we platform all these pro-life people? Like, we already know the stance. The stance, unfortunately, basically just won, despite the fact that not everyone wants that. And just like, oh man, it's just so depressing. It's so depressing.
I listened to one of the Daily's podcasts when they were in DC interviewing people that were there. And I'm so ignorant. Like, I didn't realize there are people that are like celebrating this overturn, you know?
Yeah.
And there were voice, obviously it was an audio format, but there were voices of like, it sounded like young women just being so happy and like celebrating that, like how this was like such a happy decision and like a good thing to happen in the world. And like, that just like shredded my heart to pieces. Like, I understand your beliefs, but like you know, that viral video clip of like, yeah, I don't believe in God, or like, you can be Christian and I'll help you fight for your belief, but like, you do not get to put that ideals on me and then make me have it be a law that I have to like follow it.
Yeah.
My turn of events that kind of got me to my breaking point was it is quite long, so you have to bear with me. But
no, go ahead. I want to hear it all. It helps us vent. We need to vent not just women. Everyone should be having this conversation mm-hmm. with people. You need to. It's just so much.
I really like celebrity like documentaries, and when it's like, let's say it's like leading up to like their big concert or whatever, it's like some, and I love like athletes, I think I mentioned this before, but like I just like love watching like the grit and the hard work that goes into like a production or like seeing that. So when I found out J-Lo has the halftime show coming out on Netflix, talking about like how she prepped for the Hustlers movie and also for the halftime show, I've always been kind of fan of like J-Lo for her like her diva-ness and just like her badassness. But as I was watching it, it was really cool to see that, like, you know, all the hardships that she had as a Latina woman mm-hmm. and also having been so like all about her ass and just like the objectification about a woman's body in like the early 2000s, stuff like that. So like they were showing a bit of history of that. And then this was during when ICE was separating kids and their parents. So there was like all those images of kids literally locked up in cages. And for the halftime show, when she finally got it, she really wanted to have these like bird cages and have young like Latina girls be a dancers and kind of be in the cages and be kind of like a statement. And then like literally the day before the show, I guess the highest level of NFL finally saw the concept and they were like, no, like we are not going to be making a political statement. And oh, that made me really sad, just being like, so that kind of started being like, oh, like fucking Americans, like fucking white old men, like don't understand, they don't want to make a political statement. And then J-Lo being herself being like, I don't care what you have to tell them. We are not changing a single thing.
Amazing.
And I thought that was really cool. And then, you know, how she's talking about the show, she has her daughter come sing.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, sing this song. Oh my God, it's like an iconic song. I totally don't. It's like a Bruce Springsteen song about like, I'm from America. Or like, oh, no, I'm totally slipping. But sorry. Anyways, they were singing. And then there's this one part of the show where she has all these like little girls of all ages who are Latina come and do a dance. They're singing Let's Get Loud. And like, I never thought about that song being like, you know, as a woman, let's get loud, like let's not be silent anymore. And like, that was kind of like the whole ethos of the song. So I'm watching this and it's like so cool seeing all the story and like the meaning and like the symbolism behind it. And like seeing these like women, you know, marginalized women like singing like Let's Get Loud. And then that made me like so sad because like we actually like can't get loud.
I know.
That made me really sad. And I was like, oh my God. And then I feel like I was like subconsciously, sorry, I'm like getting emotional now.
No, it's fine. I mean, you have to. How can you not? Yeah.
It's so funny because it came from like a JLo documentary, but it was just like really, because I think I've been like still pressing thinking about the overturn about it, and I didn't have that, that I just wasn't like really talking to a lot of people about it. Cause you know, when like things happen, everyone sharing like graphics on Instagram, it just becomes like, there's this like a negative stigma about like, well, you didn't post on your Instagram, so you must not care. And like, I really battle like, do I show solidarity? But does that mean I have to post it on Instagram? So
I
was kind of battling that, and I didn't really talk to that many people about it. So then I kind of watched that and I was like, oh my God, like that was so emotional.
Yeah.
And then I started watching Our Blues on Netflix. I don't know if you're watching it.
I love that one, actually. Oh, that was a good K-drama. I really enjoyed it.
So maybe a spoiler, but it is a full spoiler. There's that one episode of like the two high school kids and one of the girls.
Oh, I know.
She's so young. She's like maybe in like grade 11 in comparison to like North America. And she, you know, falls in love. She likes this guy and they end up having sex twice. And there's this one part where she's like, I missed my period 2 months now. And they think that they're like really early on in the pregnancy. And they're talking about she needs to get an abortion because she's like the number one in the entire school. She's super smart. And they the kids both don't have moms, so they have like struggling fathers that are really taking care of them, so you just see this like really unfortunate life circumstances, and their only goal is to be successful and like not put that burden on their single dads. And they end up going to a clinic, and they obviously have to go like really far away because they live in Jeju, which is like a really small town. So they're trying to like scrounge up money because in Korea it's not illegal but it's not accessible. So they go to this clinic, and of course like the doctor or like shames her for being pregnant or like not being contraceptives. And then so she thinks that she's 3 months pregnant, and then so that she can be within the window to get an abortion. But it turns out she's actually 6 months pregnant. And then he's like, when he's doing the ultrasound, he's like, oh, I knew it. You think you're only 3 months, but you're 6 months. Like girls your age always come in thinking this way, blah, blah, blah. So then she actually has to have like an induced labor. And then, but then she needs parental guarantor because she's underage and like all this stuff. So like, I was just seeing that, and like, it's, you know, we're so like entitled to think that it's only like a North American problem, but like, it's literally happening everywhere else in the world as well. So like, I can't, like the timing of watching that episode just made me like so much more emotional about just like everything. So yeah, that's kind of been my journey about like coming into it. And I've been like consciously making sure that I'm not listening to too much of the news, because there's so many raw sound bites that you can hear from, whether it is from the rally or the protest, and then also from the clinics. And like, it's just so heartbreaking. So like,
it's so heartbreaking.
I think you do need to be mindful about like what you are absorbing. And that doesn't like, and this is something that I'm telling myself too, that like, that's not diminishing how I feel about it if I'm like choosing not to be surrounded by like 24/7.
No. And I mean, I think we have to have a good, you know, vent it out. And I'm happy that you're able to do that. But the thing is, like, I always remind people, and the start of my day, like, it gets really depressing at the end because there's so many things fall down. But it's a marathon, not a sprint. And if you're going to sprint by posting 5,000 IG stories, it's numbing. I'm not saying it's a problem. If you want to do it, do it. But like, that pressure shouldn't be, you know, something that means you don't care or whatever. There's a lot of people that just, it's especially, you know, when it affects someone so personally, it's not something that it takes a long time to internalize. Like, you got to picture yourself in the situation where you can't access it. Now, you know, I feel privileged again that we're here and it's easier to access. Again, there's other places around the world, like, you know, there's cases everywhere, lots of places in Asia, in Europe too, and also, you know, everywhere, basically globally, you cannot access an abortion. You can't access it. And, you know, this is going to lead to, unfortunately, like, it's not just the fact that you're going to have an unwanted child. It's also the fact that people are going to try to rid of the babies themselves. Not babies. They're going to try to rid of, you know, themselves of it. And also, there's criminal convictions, like, with these things, right? So it's like, it's so many things to hold on, but we just don't even have time to grieve because things are changing so fast. Like, states are just implementing. People are trying to ban it, implement. So it's like, I'm not trying to be like, I'm level-headed. I've definitely had many a breakdown all the time. But, you know, just know it's a marathon and not a sprint. Know you don't need to be high visibility on this situation. Like, you know, read about it, learn about it, talk to your friends about it, like what we're doing, but not even in this open space, like whatever you need, write it down, because it's a lot to take in that, like, holy fuck, there's people that actively want to control our bodies. And that's always going to be the case, especially when you're not the white man or woman or elite in power. Okay. So like, that's really what it is. And that's what it's about. And, you know, it was actually, yeah, really, like you said, it was really weird to see speeches from people. Like, I saw people crying of joy, like lives are being saved. And like, even in Texas, they tried to, the attorney general tried to make it an annual holiday. So like they were celebrating it, right? So it's like, it's so fucking insane. Like, it's actually insane. So everyone just needs to take it slowly, because it's like, and protect each other and go out and fight, or do it in your own way and do it in your quiet way, do it in discussions. You don't need to be out here doing that. So all that to say, like, I'm really happy, Jazz, you had that thing. And even if it's as weird as like a connection of J-Lo saying, let's get loud, it's true. Like, that's what it's about, right? Like, we can't really get, like, we can get loud, but some of the people that are like us will be like thrown in jail because of these situations, or, you know, suffer really bad medical situations, or forced to, you know, put their kid up for adoption, which, like, if they don't want it, they don't want it. It's like none of our fucking business. So like,
I know they're like saying that like the safe haven law is going to be like your savior, where you can just like drop off your kid if you're not wanting it. But like, you know, like the emotional, I don't even know yet. I've never had a child, but like the emotional turmoil of like having to actually birth a child and just like drop it off. But to your point earlier, it is Pride Month. And like, what made everything a bit better for me was I was working on Sunday, and that's where the Pride Parade was.
Amazing.
And like, you know, there's a woman coming into the store with like the Pride flag and be like, yeah, like my kids, like they were the one who wanted to come. And like, I'm so excited to be celebrating with them. And then as soon as I was off work, when I was walking, it was like the group that was going down the parade were like all naked, and they had signs being like, you know, body positivity. And like, there were just like so much love in the
air. There's so much joy there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's like the energy that we need to remember, that like out of all the ugliness in the world, there is so much joy, and that we should be celebrating. And yeah, we shouldn't be taking this away from Pride Month either.
Nope.
But yeah, I am happy that you are here to hear me vent, and everyone else that's going to listen to me vent. But yeah, please console and
talk to your friends.
Talk to your friends and talk to us, because we're here too.
Yep, definitely. And, you know, I always got you as well if you want to take this offline ever. But, you know, send us comments, and even just send us your rants in your email or on our DMs. It's open. So
yeah.
We'd love to share those kind of thoughts. Thank you guys again for this short, but important, quick episode.
Yeah. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Made In. Email us at hi@imadein.com. We're also on Instagram and Twitter @imadein_. Thank you again.